Masechet Berachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. So the Mishnah here is continuing off of the last Mishnah. We've been talking about the laws of Kiryat Shema, and specifically the laws of the funeral procession. If somebody is engaged in the mitzvah of a funeral, of Kavod Hamet, and they have this obligation of Shema, do they fulfill their obligation right now or wait till later if they're part of that funeral? We'll continue where we left off, which is the end of the funeral. It says, Kavru et hamet v'hazru. If they already buried the deceased and they're returning and they're leaving the cemetery, we know there was this minhag, this practice, to line up in shura. We mentioned it before, that the community would line up in two rows and the mourners would walk through them and the people would console them at that point. So now they're returning from the cemetery and they're going to the shura to console the mourners. Im yecholin l'hathil v'ligmor ad shelo yagiu l'shura. If these people have the ability to start and end by the time they get to the shura, yathilu, they should start. V'imlav lo yathilu. But if they don't have the time, they shouldn't start. The Bar Tenura points out over here, what is it talking about that they have the time to finish? Is it talking about the entire Shema? He says no. It's talking about the Ikar Mitzvah. It's talking about the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, which is the main component of Shema that has to be done with full Kavanah. At that point, if he has the ability to, when he's leaving the cemetery, because he can't say Kiryat Shema over there, when he's done with the funeral and is outside of the cemetery, before he gets to the Shura, if he can say that one Pasuk of Shema Yisrael with Kavanah, he should start. V'imlav, if he doesn't have that ability to say the whole thing, he should not start. And the reason, like we've been saying, is ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. This person is engaged in the mitzvah of tanchumei avelim, of consoling mourners. He's involved in a mitzvah de'oraita. So it's a continuous process from the start of the funeral all the way through the end till they walk through that shura. So he's exempt from the other mitzvot temporarily while he's engaged in that nechum avelim. The Mishnah continues and says, ha'omdim b'shura. If somebody now is already at the shura, he's waiting for the mourners to pass through him. Ha'pinimim peturim. The people on the inner line, there must be a few different rows over here of people who are lining up for the mourners to walk through them. The inner people who are going to actually converse with the mourner are peturim. They're exempt. They don't have to say Kiryat Shema at that moment because they're still involved with the mitzvah. Ve'alhitzonim hayavin. The people on the outer rows who aren't going to converse with the mourners while they're walking through are obligated to say Kiryat Shema at that point because they're not really going to have to stop to talk to the mourners, but they are still doing a great mitzvah by showing Kavod Hamet, by honoring the deceased, by having more people during Shura, which shows how respected that person was. The Midi points out that, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that while they're in route to the Shura, everybody is exempt because they don't know exactly where they're going to fall out in Shura. Maybe they'll be in the front row, maybe they'll be in the back row, so we temporarily suspend the mitzvah because they may end up in the front row of the Shura.